With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The presidential commutations just keep on coming. President Biden is commuting the sentences of almost 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Mr. Biden now holds a presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations issued. Southern California wildfire victims, those who have homes to return to, can't go back, at least not yet.
For some people evacuated because of the Los Angeles wildfires, the return home is on hold. Crews are slowly making progress containing the fires. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says it's still not safe to go back.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week for the areas that are deemed safe.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also, at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court may rule today on a pending ban on TikTok in the U.S. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump is said to be exploring options to preserve the China-owned app.
The popular video-sharing platform could be banned in the U.S. by Sunday unless the Supreme Court intervenes. Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Mike Waltz, told Fox News that the president-elect was looking at ways to preserve TikTok. Trump has reversed his position on the app over the years. In his first term, he tried to ban it over national security concerns. But he joined TikTok during his 2024 presidential campaign and pledged to save it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate confirmation hearings for Trump cabinet nominees continue today. Later this morning, a hearing is scheduled for Kristi Noem, a two-term South Dakota governor, Mr. Trump's choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security. On Wall Street, Dow futures 164 points higher. This is SRN News. A new report on loneliness in this country.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that nearly one in five Americans feels lonely and isolated all or most of the time. Younger people are a lot more likely to feel this way. About 25% of young adults do. What helps? Marriage. Only 8% of married people say they usually feel lonely. Married folks are also a lot more optimistic about their lives, 67%, compared to just 58% of the general public. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Montana House has endorsed a ban on men using women's restrooms in public buildings. The measure now heads to the GOP-controlled state Senate. A dozen other states have variations of bathroom bans on the books, many of them directed at schools. Even more states, including Montana, have passed laws to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and bar sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. A financial giant agrees to a costly settlement of a federal investigation.
American Express will pay $138 million to resolve a wire fraud investigation involving its sales and marketing tactics. Federal authorities say the company provided inaccurate tax advice, such as touting tax breaks that didn't exist, to customers and potential customers on wire products mainly marketed at small and mid-sized businesses. They say an internal investigation led to the termination of about 200 employees in 2021. American Express says the disputed sales practices ended in 2021 or even earlier. It says it will pay roughly $230 million in total to resolve the matter. I'm Mike Hempen.
A Justice Department investigation concludes that Alabama is unnecessarily institutionalizing children with physical disabilities. There's no response yet from the governor's office. More details at SRNnews.com.